Hello, and welcome to the Sync Up podcast brought to you by StudySync. I'm Damien C. Cohn, and our topic today is the rapidly expanding social learning platform for K-12 students and educators, Edmodo. Edmodo provides teachers and students a free and safe place to connect and collaborate, share content and educational applications, and access homework, grades, class discussions, and notifications. Edmodo now has over 19 million users, and they say that their mission is to connect all learners with the people and resources needed to reach their full potential. My guest today to talk with us about all things Edmodo is Tarunya Govindarajan, who leads product marketing at Edmodo and has been with the company for 2 years now. Hello, Tarunya, and welcome to Sync Up.
Thank you. I'm excited to be doing this podcast with you today.
Excellent. Let's see. First off, how long has the Edmodo site been live, and how did all this get started in the first place?
So the Edmodo site has actually been live since 2008, when the company was founded by Jeff O'Hara and Nick Borg. And kind of as an interesting anecdote, the actual Edmodo launch was through a tweet that read, "We are launching Edmodo now!" Exclamation mark. And so at the time, Nick and Jeff were working full-time as school IT administrators and being asked every single day to block this social network in their schools, and for very good reason. But they really recognized the power of social in schools, but also kind of on the flip side, the inherent need for increased safety when you are dealing with students. So thus their vision for Edmodo was born, and to create a platform that could retain the interactive element of a social network and really that engaging atmosphere, while remaining focused on education. And since it was founded, the company has worked closely with teachers, using their feedback to continuously improve the product and to reach ultimately where we are today.
I see. So Edmodo is often described as a Facebook for educators and students, with the comparison being kind of hard not to make since the site actually resembles Facebook in a few ways. How does Edmodo differ from Facebook, and what advantages does it have as opposed to just using Facebook or Twitter for teachers to interact with students?
From a purely cosmetic level, when Edmodo is being built and still today, we want Edmodo to have a consistent look and feel with other social networks out there, so that teachers and students who are already using those sites won't have to relearn Edmodo completely from scratch, and it will already be something that's very familiar to them. But unlike the consumer social networking sites, Edmodo is really specifically designed for K-12. And what I mean when I say that is our platform really facilitates resource sharing and real-time dialogue to enhance the learning experience, while also providing a platform to give and receive quizzes and assignments, evaluate student performance along with a gradebook, and leverage third-party content and tools all within a safe environment. And the safe environment is, we think about it in two ways. So as a teacher, you're connected to the largest global network of educators and resources. So similar to other networks out there, you can directly connect with other teachers, with publishers directly as well, to kind of share information and content. However, as a student, you really can only interact with other students in your classroom and with the teachers who are moderating and monitoring your groups. Sure. And class discussion. And so that's really where the distinction lies. And, you know, for Edmodo, safety is and always will be our number one priority when we think about our product.
Of course. So Edmodo allows teachers to assign homework to their students, grade their homework, answer questions, making it a lot more than just a social network. What other features does Edmodo have to help teachers and students in their day-to-day activities?
As a core part of our feature set, Edmodo has a platform for teachers to install curated third-party applications, including games and classroom management tools, to meet the needs of their students. And this is really to start the personal learning revolution on Edmodo and really help us to bring personalization to each and every student on our platform. You know, as the largest and fastest growing K-12 network, we really focused on offering a wide range of these educational resources. So everything from biology to Spanish to poetry to fractions. You know, our goal is really to have a huge platform full of modular, engaging content that meets this new digital generation of students where they are. You know, I think no longer are they just okay with having a textbook that's 10 years old being used as the main classroom material. They want this kind of real-time information.
Sure.
An additional example of this is you know, teacher brought onto the platform content through our Discover feature. And so with Discover, teachers can find relevant content to create these engaging learning experiences for their students that are specific to the topic that they're teaching at the moment. And yeah, for example, let's say a teacher is teaching a lesson on mitosis. And full disclosure, this is actually our favorite example. So if you actually look at other Edmodo kind of explanations, mitosis for some reason is something that always comes up. But you know, say they're teaching this topic, mitosis. They can simply type this into our Discover feature, and immediately they have access to resources which have actually been shared by other teachers on Edmodo. A huge long list that meet kind of every learning style and every kind of level of specificity and range from easy to really advanced. So I think with those two things, we're really bringing and revolutionizing the way that teachers find and discover content and the way that they share it with their students as well.
Sure. So as far as the overall response to Edmodo thus far, what do you think has been its most popular feature amongst all the features we're discussing? What's basically driving its overall popularity?
So that's a tough one, because Edmodo is really used by educators, you know, around the globe for a really wide variety of purposes. Everything from blended learning in one-to-one classrooms to the flipped classroom model to just professional development to classrooms where students really only have access to computers maybe one day a week. Mm-hmm. So our platform offers the versatility and resources to meet the needs of those teachers who are, you know, just looking to other teachers to really get that content and information on their lesson plan, to those teachers that are doing the full suite, everything from finding the content to assigning it to giving quizzes on it to evaluating it via the grade book to interacting with parents of students. So really, really a broad, it can be a single destination site for learning, depending on kind of your access to technology. But, you know, ultimately our growth and popularity has really been driven by our teachers through word of mouth grassroots adoption. And, you know, we at Edmodo, it's so exciting to us that our teachers are our biggest champions, and they really are the backbone of our marketing efforts. You know, we for a long time didn't really have a marketing team. We really relied on this word of mouth, and that to us is the biggest testament to our product, that our teachers are so excited about it that they want to tell everyone they know.
Right. So right now, of course, you have over 19 million teachers and students using Edmodo. Has the popularity surprised you guys? And how do you see usage developing as we continue into 2013?
Definitely. When we first started and when I first started at Edmodo, I couldn't have anticipated this level of growth. But as I said previously, you know, it really has been so exciting to see how enthusiastic teachers are with sharing Edmodo with one another. And now really districts also taking on a key role in implementing and rolling it out district-wide, because they see how engaged their teachers and students are with this platform. You know, really from the beginning, our product has been driven by teachers, by their feedback, by what they want, kind of how they're evolving, as well as students and how they're evolving as learners as well. And, you know, before we even knew it, Edmodo had really gone viral. And we definitely don't expect to see that slowing down anytime soon, especially as we're now starting to look internationally as well.
Yeah, sure. So, and of course, we here at StudySync are very proud to have our materials integrated with the Edmodo App Store. Wanted to ask you how the App Store is developing and what potential you see for us and other apps in the Edmodo App Store as Edmodo continues to develop.
Yeah, first of all, we definitely feel fortunate to have incredible quality content from partners like StudySync. That's really what differentiates our Edmodo store from other kind of app platforms out there. We really look to have the best quality stuff on it for teachers to be able to choose from. You know, really in terms of our app store, we're continuing to add modular Common Core aligned content to help, you know, as I said, personalize learning for students. And really our platform team is hard at work making the store more deeply integrated with Edmodo. So creating deeper points for our own app partners to leverage, you know, the Edmodo gradebook, badges, the assignment functionality, which I know StudySync already does really well. And, you know, we really aim to offer a variety of tools and content that pertain to every subject and presented in a real variety of ways. You know, coming back to that mitosis example, our goal is not just to have one app that teaches mitosis, but instead a range of apps that cater to a variety of learning styles so that the same content can be understood in different ways by different learners. In addition to adding content, we're also developing ways that really surface up what's most relevant for a teacher based on what they're teaching and creating that full feedback loop that will ultimately really help them to evaluate the efficacy of apps that they use. Unlike textbooks, as I said earlier, that, have these really long cycles of development and are out of date, by the time they hit the printing press, schools, rarely if ever swap out those textbooks. You have it for 10 years and maybe then you get the next edition. The whole idea of the Edmodo store is that teachers are never wedded to the content they purchase year after year. If something better comes along or the resource that they used wasn't really what they were hoping for, they can always find something better that better meets their needs next year. And this, I think really forces our partners to always be at the cutting edge of what's going on and really monitoring how their content and tools are working in the classroom. And it also really puts teachers in control of the content they use in their own classroom and puts them in the driving seat of their students' learning.
Indeed it does. So overall, what would you say that teachers are looking for in technology, in general today? And how do you think that Edmodo and educational apps might be able to help them get the results that they're looking for?
Yeah, Edmodo, as I've said, is really designed to help teachers meet the needs of this digital generation of students. Today education is transforming from a one-dimensional process that relies on a teacher at the front of the room teaching to students, taking notes, to a really interactive process and where students are playing a bigger and bigger role in their own education. Students of today's generation need more than just that textbook, as I said, to keep them engaged, to really keep them focused. They need interactions, simulation, real-time learning, things that they're finding already on the web. They need that to be kind of mirrored in the way that they learn. And Edmodo, augmented with, the third-party content and apps that can be integrated with Edmodo, really help teachers facilitate this for their students in a safe environment and really enable all learners to reach their full potential.
Indeed. Well, on that note, I just want to thank you so much, Tarunya, for joining us today here on Sync Up.
Thank you so much, Damien. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, and you as well, of course. And also, of course, thanks to everyone for tuning in to the Sync Up podcast brought to you by StudySync. To check out our selection of Edmodo apps, do visit the App Store on Edmodo. And for more information on StudySync in general, please stop by StudySync.com today. StudySync, together we're smarter. I'm Damien C. Cohn, and I'll be talking to you the next time it's time to Sync Up.